The Play of the Week is a download from the BBC.
Oh, no. Just wait 1 minute, Mia, yeah? Let me just... Oh, that's too hot. That's better. Right. I'm going to put you in the bath, right, Mia? Do you understand? Oh, don't cry. Stop crying. Please stop crying. Mum, is that you? Get up here, quick. Help me. I can't hold her properly. How am I supposed to clean her? She's slipping everywhere.
Calm down. Look, give her here. Look, you hold her with one hand like that. Look, I've got her. Right. Now, you wipe her. Go on, quick. She's getting cold. This water's freezing.
I didn't know what you meant to have it.
Grab that towel. Come on. Shh. Calm down, little. Come on, Mia. It's Nana, isn't it? Yeah, that's right. It's Nana. Well, it's lovely to see you. It is. I don't know what your dad thinks he's playing at, bathing you in the middle of the night, do you?
She's sicked up everywhere, in her sleep. Mum, it was proper frightening. Everywhere. A cot's covered and I haven't got a spare sheet. I didn't know what to do.
All right. Listen, just calm down. Getting worked up won't help. She looks all right now, doesn't she?
Does she?
Of course she does. No temperature. It'll just be a reflux, won't it?
What? Oh, no.
What?
She's got new medicine. She's meant to have it before a feed. Naomi rang mithering me about it.
Oh, don't tell me.
I just forgot.
In one ear, out the other.
It's been mental. I haven't stopped since you dropped her off. You don't know what it's like.
Oh, don't ask.
I swear, I literally haven't sat down.
You don't need to tell me, son, I know. It's an absolute nightmare doing it on your own. This is just the start, isn't it, Mia? He's got 2 whole weeks of this. Your dad, hasn't he? I
can't do it.
Shut up.
Telling you, it's been horrible. She's cried the whole time. My nappies fall off.
That's because you're meant to put them on her, not you.
I can't do it right. She only stops crying when she's asleep.
But Joel, she's an 8-week-old baby. This is what they like. They like to be held, don't you, darling? They poo everywhere. They vomit. They cry. She's a completely normal, happy baby. You'll manage.
She wants Naomi.
Well, she's not here, is she? You are. There's no going back now. You got what you wanted. You're holding the baby. You best make a good job of it.
What if I don't?
Give me strength. Go on. You get your head down for a bit. I'll sort Mia out. Make a brew and some toast.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
Yeah. Rise and shine. Joel, time to get up.
Get up.
Look, I'm not joking, Joel. But my shifts are up the wall this week, and if I don't get some sleep, I'll kill someone. Get up.
What time is it?
6. Up.
Can you not just let me have an hour?
No, I cannot. Look, she's in a bouncy chair now, but she needs changing, then she needs a bottle. I've done my bit. It's your go.
Oh, you do it. Please, Mum, I can't.
I mean it, Joel.
All right.
I'm going back to bed. Don't wake me up.
Shh, Mia. Just stop crying, please. Please, you're going to wake Nana up.
Joel, all I ask is a few hours sleep and you can't even... You fed her?
Yeah.
Winded her?
Yeah, tried.
Tried?
Can't do it.
Changed her?
Yeah.
She had her medicine?
Yes.
She needs to sleep.
What do you think I'm trying to do?
You need to sing to her or something. Rock her. Take her out in the pram, anything.
Right. Hold her a minute then while I get a pram.
Angel.
Where shall I go?
I don't know, anywhere. Walk up to Alec Park, go to Asda for me, whatever. Use your imagination. Just don't come back till she's asleep.
Is she all right? Will you ring me, Joel, please? I just want to know she's okay. Right, I'm going to have to go. I've got to sort out some stuff before my first exam. They've only gone and deactivated my library card. This horrible woman in admissions goes to me, "Oh, we thought you left to have a baby." I was like, I didn't leave. I had some time off. Anyway, ring me, Joel. I just want to know she's all right.
You've been hours. Thought you'd got lost. Tea?
Yeah. She kept closing her eyes, but then as soon as the pram stopped, she's there, staring at me. Thought I was going to be pushing that pram forever.
I used to think there was a force field over the front door with you. You'd stay asleep for hours, but the second I came home, those eyes would snap open.
Don't say that.
Here's your tea. I better get off, pop to the shops before my shift. So, while she's asleep, right, you get something to eat, have a shower, sort yourself out. Then you'll be ready for round two when she wakes up, yeah? It's not that hard. It's just about being organised and using the time you've got, which is all new to you, I know.
All right.
I'm not having a go, I just... Well, it's a shame you and Naomi couldn't make it work.
Mum.
I know. You're young. Just be nice for Mia, wouldn't it? Two of you together, properly.
Well, we're not, are we?
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Look, you'll be fine. I'll pop back at six-ish, see how you're getting on. Good luck.
No. Just come on, Mia. Just let me just change it. No. What are you doing? Oh, how did you do that? Oh, Mia, oh, I've got crap all over it. Come on. Alright, it's coming, okay? It's coming, it's on its way, isn't it? Just please, Mia, just calm down, please. Just keep still so I can get it in your mouth. Just keep still, Mia. I need you to keep oh, what do you want? I've changed you, fed you, rocked you. I don't know what you want. Oh.
Hiya, this is Naomi. Leave me a message and I'll get back to you.
Naomi, bring me back, will you? I don't know what's wrong with her. She won't stop crying and I can't... I don't know what to do. I'm going up the wall here. Seriously, please, just help me. I'm not good at this. I'm not good at it at all. I don't know what to do. Mia, I don't know what you want. I don't know what to do anymore. Stop crying. Just stop crying. Just shut up. Oh. Daddy!
You two been having a party? Could hear that halfway down the street.
I'm going mental.
Why, what's going on?
She won't stop crying. I don't know what's wrong with her. She just keeps screaming. I'm going to lose
it. All right, relax. She got wind?
I don't know what she's got.
Yeah, it's wind. Watch how she's arching her back.
Yeah, she's like twisting around all the time.
Let's try something, shall we, Mimi? You lie on Uncle Danny's knees.
Whoa, what do you think you're doing?
Winding.
That's not winding, that's... I don't know what that is.
I'm telling you. This is how you need to do it to get them big burps up. My Nana showed me. Good girl. This is how we wind all the babies in our family. We got a lot of babies.
Watch it, you're going to break her.
Break her? Idiot. Stop crying, aren't you? That nice, Mimi? Is that feeling a bit better? Told you.
Nice one.
Oh, got her something, didn't I? Is this Mia? Boo. I'm your new friend, Monkey. Say hello to Monkey.
You'll terrify her.
Nah, she likes it. Don't you, Mimi? Of course you do. Is that Daddy's phone? Is it playing a silly song?
Naomi, can't be doing with her checking up on me the whole time.
She's gone to sleep, look. That's it.
How'd you do that? Are you baby whisperer or something?
Smell.
Oh, she hasn't had shit. I've changed her three times this morning.
Nah, just baby smell, innit? It's so good. They should bottle that. Make a fortune.
Should bottle sleep. Knackered.
You get your head down if you want. I'll watch her.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got nothing on. I'd own my beauty sleep in the night, didn't I? Let him work till later.
Oh, can I have a cig first? And a shower?
Knock yourself out, she'll be fine. Want me to make you some toast and that?
Yeah, actually, I'm starving.
You forget to eat, don't you? When my mum had the twins, she used to keep Kit Kats all over the house. We used to find them down the side of the settee in the bathroom. Because she kept forgetting to eat. Didn't have time for a full meal and that. That's what you need, some Kit Kats. Here, chuck us a car seat and I'll put it down for a bit.
You sure you'll be all right with her?
Of course, we'll be fine. Where's the remote for the Xbox?
Here.
Go on, run a bubble bath. Have some me time.
Joe, I've tried you like 15 times. What's happening? Where are you? Is Mia all right? Ring me as soon as you get this. It's so typical of you, this. It's so... I've got to go and do an exam in an hour. My first exam. And I can't concentrate not knowing where my baby is. So I'll fail. So what's the bloody point of any of it? Just bring me, Joe. All right. Bring me.
What time is it?
Nearly 5. Feel better?
Yeah. How's she been?
Little angel. She woke up about half an hour ago, so I gave her a bottle. 180 mL, straight down.
Oh, she's supposed to have this medicine?
Yeah. Saw it on the side next to her formula. Don't panic. Then I changed her. We watched a bit of telly in that, and she went back off, no sweat.
How'd you do that?
What?
Make it look easy.
Nah, it ain't easy. I'm used to it, aren't I? With all our crew. And I've had a full 8 hours sleep. Makes you mental having no sleep.
Yeah.
Serious. They use it when they're torturing people, don't they? Sleep deprivation is brutal, man. Your phone's been going mad, by the way.
17 missed calls. Oops. Better ring her.
Come on.
What's happened? Where's Mia?
She's here. She's fine. She's asleep. Everything.
Where have you been?
Just nowhere.
I've been trying to get through to you all day.
Yeah, we're asleep.
You were asleep?
I've been up all night.
I get a message from you telling me you can't cope and then you don't answer your phone for hours.
I forgot.
And then I've had to go and do an exam. Well, I didn't know if she was dead or alive or what.
Gosh, she's alive. What do you think had happened?
I didn't know, did I?
Come on.
That's the point. I didn't know what was going on.
Nothing's going on.
She's my baby, Joel. We've never spent a night apart in her whole life. I tried to explain all this to you.
Get in.
What's that noise? Where are you?
I'm at home. Where else would I be?
Who's there?
No one, just me and Mia and Danny.
Danny? Oh, great.
What's that mean?
I can just imagine it. Two of you sat round in your pants playing Xbox while Mia screams. Yeah, brilliant.
As if. He's been great, actually. He's been looking after her.
He's been looking after her?
He's brilliant with babies. He's just got her to sleep.
You should be looking after her.
I am.
She shouldn't even be asleep now or she won't go down later. She's got a strict routine at home, Joel. I told you all this.
Look, it's not up to you when she goes to bed. She's not with you, is she?
I'm going to have to go. I need to get to the library. Can we Skype later? I want to see her.
Right.
After a bath, yeah? Skype me.
Right, see ya.
Joel, just look after her.
Bye.
Everything all right?
Yeah. Nah, you know what she's like. Completely mental.
She's just worried.
She thinks I'm an idiot.
Nah, it must be hard leaving her. She's a mum, isn't she?
She wanted to go.
Yeah, just to get her exams. Waste of all that money if she done, isn't it?
But it's not like she's left away just anyone. I'm a dad.
Yeah, I know, but it's all new to you, innit? Being full-time. Naomi's bound to be a bit nervous. We're playing this, or what?
Yeah, quick, while she's asleep. Shift up.
It's okay, I'm good. Let's go!
Oh, mate, that's got a sting, man. That's got a sting.
I swear you're cheating.
Mate, it's what we call education, yeah? Yeah? Have that. Have it. Oh, mate.
Having fun, boys?
Oh, Mum?
God knows how she's been sleeping through that racket.
Are you, Trace?
Danny? Joel?
What?
What's for tea?
I don't know.
Right. And before I go into that kitchen, I'm assuming it's spotless? Given that you two are sitting around playing kids' games, blasting your tunes.
I'll do it.
Is there bread for me to make sandwiches before I have to go back to work?
Give me a break. I never had a chance. It's been...
A break? I tell you something, Joel. I ain't coming home at midnight and cleaning up after you. When I get in tonight, it better be shipshape.
I've got Mia.
That means you can't run a tap and put a dinner together. You've got 2 weeks off work, Joel.
Yeah, to look after my daughter. It's not a holiday.
Exactly. It's not a holiday. Get cleared up, for God's sake. Sort yourself out. You've got someone else to consider apart from yourself now. Look at the state of you. It's not fair, Joel.
I'll get off me.
Yeah. Thanks, Mum.
Anytime. Serious, I don't mind. I like it, she's great.
Hello?
Hiya.
I've not got a picture. Wait, there it is.
Where is she?
She's here.
Oh, hello, my baby. My beautiful girl. How are you?
Told you, she's fine.
Is she? Is she all right?
She's great.
How's her reflux?
Fine.
You've been giving her the medicine?
Yeah.
She's not been sick?
Well, yeah, but she's going to be sick, isn't she? She's a baby. All right, Mia, 1 minute. Let me just...
What's up with her?
Nothing, she's just playing up.
She's 2 months old, she doesn't play up.
Could you stop jumping on everything?
I'm not.
She's just...
Just what?
It's really hard.
You don't have to tell me.
I think she needs you.
Of course she needs me. Are you trying to make me feel bad?
Come back.
What?
I'm not good at it. I don't think she's happy. I think you should come back.
Why?
She cries all the time.
Oh, she does that with me.
Not like this.
How would you know?
She knows. She knows I'm not up to it. She looks at me like, who's this joker?
You're a dad. That's who you are.
Please, Naomi. I can't do it. I thought I could, but I can't. And I'm scared I'm going to do something wrong. I'm not... Seriously, you need to come back or... I'm going to have to take her around your mum's or something. I'm serious.
One day.
What?
You've done one day.
I know.
You said you could do it. I think you said it would be easy.
I didn't.
Yeah, I told you my mum and dad were dying to have her. Why move her from the house she's lived in since the day she was born, I said. But you said, no way, she should be with her dad.
I know, but...
And now after one day you've had enough.
It's not that I've had enough. This isn't like having her for a few hours a week. It's totally different.
I know it is. But look, you can't give up. Don't be a baby, Joel. It's hard because it's hard. Don't be ringing me up and saying, come home, because you know I will. And it's not fair. Do you think I want to be here? It's killing me.
Well, come back then, please.
I'll ring my mum if you want. She'd love that, actually, Joel, because it would mean she was right all along. Shall I do that? Shall I?
I don't know.
I'm here for Mia. To get my degree so I can get a good job and not be a total letdown. So I can buy her stuff, take her on holiday, save up for a deposit and move out my mum's. So Mia can have her own bedroom. It's only 2 weeks. Yeah? Joel?
Right.
So?
So?
Wednesday tomorrow.
And what?
Ladybirds.
What?
The group. You know, the young parents group we go to. I wrote it down with all the stuff I gave you. Did you not read it?
Yeah, Ladybirds. Right.
Take her. It'll be good. For you as well.
Right.
So you'll go?
Yeah, I'll go.
Good. That's good. Let me see her. Oh, she's so beautiful, isn't she? I love you, baby.
See you then.
Yeah.
A tornado flew around my room before you came. Excuse the mess it made. It usually doesn't rain.
That's it. Come on, little one. It's the middle of the night. Nearly done. And then we can go back to sleep. That's it. You asleep? Girl.
Sleeping beauties. Shall we put you in your cot, little one? Oh. Come on. That's it. Let's take you up. We'll leave Dad snoozing on the settee. Night, son.
I'm gonna tell Amy.
Excuse me. Is this Ladybirds?
This is a private conversation, do you mind?
I just...
What does that sign say?
Oh, right.
Yeah. Ladybird's young parents. Answer your question.
Right. Thanks. Very friendly.
Oh, hiya. You must be Joel. Hello, Mia. You brought your dad along today.
Hiya.
Naomi said you'd be coming. Welcome to Ladybirds. Would you like a brew? You look like you need one.
Oh, yeah. Look, two sugars, please.
Okay. If you want to just leave the pram over there for me, we can do our wait first. Did you bring the red book?
No, I didn't realise.
Oh, no, not to worry, that's fine. Go on, you get her stripped off and bring her over to me when you're ready.
Right.
All right, full house today, I think, girls. Sorry, Joel. I mean, girls and boy. Well, that sounds daft, doesn't it? It's like school. I'll start again. Welcome, everyone.
Hiya.
Lovely to see you all. How is everyone?
Freezing. You could have put the heat on, Amy.
The heat in? Oh, you're soft, you lot. We're coming into summer now.
The babies need it warm. You're meant to keep them hot. Everyone knows that.
Well, no, not too hot, actually, or they'll overheat. What are you like? Now, everyone, we've got a new member today, our first young dad. This is Joel, who's joining us today because he's looking after Mia at the moment while Naomi's gone back to university to do her exams. That's right, isn't it, Joel?
Yeah. So you're Naomi's boyfriend then?
Nah, he's her ex.
Yeah, we're not together anymore.
I heard a lot about you.
Have you?
Yeah.
So, anyway, how are you all?
I'm well annoyed.
Oh.
I just got told I can't start college till next year now.
What?
Yeah, so did I, but they messed it up.
Oh, that's well out of order. You had the childcare and everything.
Do you know what? I just wish I hadn't left now. I should have stayed on and got my exams because I can't be doing with going back and doing it all again. I should have done what Naomi did.
Yeah, but it's a bit different for Naomi, isn't it? She'd have done 3 years of a degree, so it meant she could leave to have Mia and go back to do the exams. So she was lucky with the timing, really, when you think.
Yeah, but I'd done a year and I've got nothing to show for it. I've got to go back and do it all again now. But, yeah, I get what you're saying. Naomi's clever, like, proper intelligent.
No, I'm not saying that. Look, don't worry. Let's, me and you, have a chat with Gary after lunch, yeah? See what we can sort out. Good. Now, anyone else? How are you, Joel? You've had Mia 2 days so far?
Yeah.
And how's it been going?
Can I just say, not being funny, but I'm quite surprised, really.
About what?
About that Naomi would leave Mia with him.
Can't say that.
What are you talking about?
I know she had to go back, but from what I've heard, I won't be leaving my baby with him.
Ashley?
What do you know?
Oh, we all know about it, mate. Heard about you getting her pregnant and then doing one. And then going out all night clubbing while she's crying at home.
I wasn't clubbing,
that's
I was working.
Enough, Ashley.
You all know and all. I'm not being funny, I'm just saying.
You don't know me.
We know Naomi. And this is what we do here, Joel. We sit around every week and talk about everything. Like, about how you didn't see her for weeks when she was pregnant, how you never came to the scans, how you never asked her nothing, and then never even turned up at the hospital when she was born.
I didn't know. They didn't ring me till after. I didn't know.
Oh, whatever.
I've seen her every week of her life since she was born.
So what?
Hey, now, come on.
No, I'm sorry. Sean saw Alpha every week till he was one. Then he got bored. Don't mean anything.
I'm not gonna get bored.
No offence, but how do you know?
Yeah, see Alpha, he's 18 months. Hasn't seen his dad since his first birthday. And Lauren, when was it Jake's dad last saw him?
Shush, will ya? I don't want everyone knowing my business.
Oh, don't be soft, we all know. And anyway, you've got nothing to be ashamed of. This is what get me. Men do want and leave us on our own with the kids and then we feel embarrassed about it.
I'm not them, that's nothing to do with me.
Oh, just come back to me in 10 years and we'll see if Mia can pick you out of a lineup, yeah?
She will.
Oh, you think you're such a hero for having her stay for a few weeks? Well, you're not. You'll get bored and you'll be on the phone to Naomi. Will you come and get her? It was fun for a bit, but I've realised having a baby's hard work and I'm sick of it now.
Do you know what?
Hey, Joel, don't go.
Forget it.
Look, come on. Hey, wait, we've got a jack of potatoes. Look, I know things have got a bit heated, but calm down and talk.
See ya. Don't start. You were a right mission, getting her down on that.
Oh, she's in bed. Well, I wanted to see her.
You can see her. Look, she's there.
I wanted her to see me. Waiting for this all day.
She were kicking off. She's not up for it.
Oh, She said that, did she? Not in the mood to see my mum tonight.
She's not stopped crying all day. She's teething.
Teething? Since when? I only saw her 2 days ago. Why didn't you tell me?
I'm telling you now, aren't I?
What's wrong with you?
Nothing's wrong with me. Met some of your crew today.
Some of my crew? What are you talking about?
Your mates at your baby group.
You went? Oh, that's great. How was it?
Didn't realise you thought I was such a crap dad.
I don't.
Well, that's what they all think. They tore me to pieces. Nice dress. You're going somewhere.
I haven't said you're not a good dad. When have I said that? People draw their own conclusions.
Well, they've drawn the conclusion that I'm a total shit, so thanks for that. You're horrible.
Look, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks, does it?
What are you all dressed up for?
I'm not dressed up.
You're going out?
Just the pub. I'm due there at 8. I'm going to have to go, but honestly, Joel, I haven't said anything about you.
Thought it were all work.
What?
Thought you'd be too busy to go out getting leathered.
I'm not getting leathered.
All right, for some.
You serious?
Do what you like. Just saying. Thought you were up there to do your exams and coming straight back. Not going on the lash every night.
On the lash every night? You haven't got a clue.
None of my business, is it? I'm just sitting here, looking after your baby.
Do you know how long it is since I had a drink in a pub? Do you? Joel, for 9 months, while everyone in my course went out every night, while they were all staying up, getting off with lads, making friends, having fun, I was in on my own. Sick and tired and scared and sad, and I didn't notice you Skyping me then to see how I was doing. Or I'd go out and drink orange juice and dance and ignore everyone staring at that girl doing law who got herself pregnant by a summer fling.
You're the one who wanted to go back.
Do you know what, Joel? I hate it. I hate being up here away from her. Last night, I lay in bed and looked at photos of her on my phone and counted the days till I can come and get her. And then tonight, a girl in my course, the only one who kept in touch, by the way, asked me, did I fancy a drink? A quick one. To cheer me up, she said. But do you know what? I don't think I'm up for it anymore.
Oh, Naomi, no. Oh, don't go. Oh. Please, Mia. I know. I feel like bloody crying. Thing is, right, she does think I'm crap. I know that. And that, it's not fair. You know what I mean, baby? That's it. I love Naomi. I thought she got me. When she told me that she was pregnant, she was all crying and scared. But I just thought, brilliant, let's do it. Let's have a baby. But then, I don't know. I don't even know what happened. And suddenly, I can't get through to her. And her mum's ringing me up, telling me to stop upsetting her. And I don't know what to do. I didn't know what to do. So I did nothing. But I wanted to know. I wanted you. I did. I just didn't know what to do. Mia? Are you asleep, baby? Right. Let's just put you in your cot.
Shh. There we go.
That's it. Don't wake up. Ah, amazing. Well done, baby. We got there in the end, didn't we?
Yeah, so basically they all tore into me. Blame me for all men being idiots.
For real? Suppose if they've been messed about.
Yeah, but I'm not like that, am I?
Nah, but all they know is what Naomi said, innit? They think you got her pregnant, left or not interested.
That isn't how it went.
I know, but...
Why's she been saying that?
I don't know, you'll have to ask her yourself.
All we do is argue.
Yes, Mimi? Shall we have a little sit down? You reckon you'll ever get back together?
What? Me and Naomi? Nah.
You never know.
I'm not good enough for her, am I?
Shut up.
I'm not. Not in her league. I always knew I wasn't. She's Didsbury. Big houses and university and money. What have I got for someone like her? What does she want with an apprentice spark who DJs on the weekend?
None of that stuff matters. You could work it out. Get a house with Mia.
Nah. She thinks I'm a waste of space. I can see it. When she looks at me, she's thinking, how did I ever think going out with him was a good idea? Where she'll end up and where I'll end up are two totally different places.
You've got Mia, though. You'll always have her.
Yeah. I hope so.
What do you mean?
Well, what if I mess it up? Naomi's right. She can give Mia everything she needs. I'm useless. Can't even cut for a few days without falling apart.
Look at her, though. She's happy.
You think?
Yeah. Aren't you, baby? Your dad's daft, isn't he? He thinks money and exams and that are as important.
They are.
Nah, this is important. Going to the park, chatting nonsense all day, making her laugh. Showing her stuff, telling her about where she's from. See me? This is Alex Park. See those kids over there playing football? You see that? Your dad's good at football. Not quite as good as Uncle Dandan, though. You like City, not United. Don't get that mixed up or there'll be trouble. You hear me? Who's Naomi support?
Doesn't.
Good. So it's City. Got that, baby? When me and your dad were little, we used to mine cars round here on match days, didn't we? But then they moved. So we'll have to take you on the bus, won't we? One day, yeah?
One day. I think you're boring her, Dan. Her eyes are closing.
Cheeky monkey. You ready for a sleep, Mimi? You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are grey. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how it's done.
You just know what to do, don't you?
Nah, just make it up. Other people might look like they know what they're doing, but they're just making it up as they go along. Right, I better go. Got to be in college at 12:30. See you later, baby girl. See you later, Dad.
Yeah.
Joel, that you?
Shh. Mia's asleep out there.
Sorry. Everything all right?
It were a bit of a rough night. She up to one, but we managed.
Oh, it was nice to wake up to a tidy house. Thanks for doing that, son.
It's all right.
Why don't you get your head down while she's having a snooze? Look like you could do with it.
Yeah, I might.
See you later, then.
Shut up banging, you're going to wake the baby.
Where is she? Get her stuff, I'm taking her home.
What are you doing here?
What am I doing here? I had no choice, Joel.
Just get inside, will you? Keep your voice down, she's asleep up there.
I've come to get her.
Don't be stupid, you're not taking her to Newcastle.
I'm not going back. We're going home to my mum's.
Sacking off your exams?
I thought you'd be pleased. I thought this is what you wanted.
Shh. Oh, yeah? Of course it's not what I want.
Well, it's too late now. I'm here. I'm not joking, Joel. Where's her stuff?
You can't just turn up and take her.
I'm her mother.
I'm a father.
If you were a parent, a real parent, if you'd been there every day, you'd know that you drop everything for your kids. That's what you do.
I do know that.
You don't know anything. I can't believe I agreed to this. The idea that you could look after her on your own, it's laughable.
I am looking after her. I'm doing it. She's fine.
It's too late, Joel. You can't become a full-time dad when she's 2 months old. You can't just decide now.
I haven't just decided now. I wanted to from the start, but you wouldn't let me.
That's not true.
You and your mum. Oh, you can't have her today. She's got reflux. No, you can't have her today because we're taking her to see my grandma. No, you can't come and see her today because I'm tired and I can't face it. You didn't give me a chance.
That's just not true.
I'll get her.
No, I'll get her. I think it's her teeth. It's two coming through now, feels like.
I know.
Shh, Angel. That's it.
made it really hard. It made me feel like I were useless.
Yeah, you're right. It's my fault.
I don't mean that. I'm just trying to explain.
What, now you've had 3 days, you're dad of the year?
No. Still crap. But I want to try. I really want to try. Please, Naomi.
No.
You were right. She deserves better. Better than me. Better than this. I want her to have everything. I know I'm not good enough. But you are. You need to do your exams. Get a job, a nice house, all that. You can do that.
It's too hard.
You can do it.
There aren't even any jobs. I'll end up stacking shelves anyway, so what's the point?
She's the point. Don't give up. You don't give up. You told me that the night I first met you, and you couldn't get the hang of working the bar. And I was like, don't give up. And you said...
I never give up. Stupid.
And you didn't. You were great at pulling pints by the end of your first shift.
It was great, that job.
No, it weren't.
It was a laugh.
Yeah, it were a laugh.
Staying behind every night after everyone had gone home. You walking me home.
All the way to Didsbury and back to Moss Side.
Bit out your way.
I didn't mind.
I'm sorry.
It's all right, I wanted to.
No, I mean, I didn't deal with things very well. I just panicked. I hated being pregnant so much. Really hated it. I know that sounds awful. And I blamed you, and I was mad that you just got to carry on.
I thought you hated me.
I did. I started to really hate you. I thought you'd ruined my life. And I just couldn't speak to you anymore. I couldn't stand it.
All right.
I used to be so certain about stuff. I knew what I wanted, what to do. I don't know anything anymore.
Shut up.
I love her so much. I can't bear it, how much I love her. It's taken over everything.
I get it. I do. I really do get it. It makes you feel like you can't breathe, like your heart's jumped out of your body, like all your skin's fallen off and you're completely raw and everything that touches you burns.
Yeah, a bit like that.
Listen, go back. Do your exams. For her.
I just don't know.
Go back. Do your exams and I'll look after Mia. I want to be a good dad. I want to try. And when you come back, things will be different.
That's easy to say.
I know. But I really do want to try. A friend indeed. Come build me up. Come shed your light. It makes me shine. You get the message. Don't you ever forget. All right, Mum. Hello, my baby girl. How are you? Did you miss me? Did ya?
You've only been gone 10 minutes. I think you're just in time with them nappies, though.
Ah, oh, for real, that stinks. Here.
Oh, Prosecco. What have I done to deserve this?
No, just... I were getting a few cans in for me and Danny. Thought you might want to drink with us. Mia's last night, innit? Bit of a celebration. Right then. Who's a little stink? Do we need to change you? Look at that. Mum, look at her.
Oh, no, she's getting really good at laughing. Aren't you, my baby? What time's Danny coming round?
He'll be here any minute. He's going to help me put Mia down and then we'll get a pizza in if you fancy it.
Well, I don't want to intrude on your romantic evening. You're like an old couple, you two.
Shut up.
No, it's sweet. It is. It's nice. I've never known you to stay in so much.
Well, I've had no choice, have I?
You're doing a good job, Joel. Anyone can see that.
But not for much longer.
You'll find a different way.
What if I don't?
Look, it's up to you. Naomi won't stop you seeing her, and she couldn't anyway. But, yeah, it'll be hard. Hard for all of us not having her here every night. Hard having to make arrangements and juggling so you can see her. But you'll make it work, if you want to, right?
Big houses round here.
Told you.
Loads of people out running. Telling you've seen about 20 since we got off the bus.
I'm going to tell Naomi, I want to see Mia. Properly. Staying over and that.
Of course. She's lived with you for a quarter of her life, hasn't she? It's a long time.
Yeah. When you put it like that... This is it.
Right. I'll wait on the corner. See you soon, Mimi.
Sure you don't want a cup of tea?
Nah.
Right.
Your last exam go okay?
Yeah. I think so. I don't know. I have to wait for the results now.
Oh, you'll have walked it.
I don't know. Anyway.
Your mum not here?
No, you're safe. She's at the shops. We're having a thing later for Mia for her coming home. Stay. Why don't you stay? You'd be really welcome. Well, you would, honest.
I'm working later anyway, so...
DJing?
Yeah.
Right. Good.
Think she's awake. I'll get her.
Hello, my beautiful girl. Where are we? Do you remember?
Of course she remembers. Hello, my angel. It's lovely to see you.
Medicine's in the side of the changing bag. Two bottles. They need to go in the fridge.
Yeah. Right, yeah. I know.
And I brought Monkey. Monkey Danny gave her. She won't sleep without it, so...
Right. Thanks. Can I...
Yeah.
Hello, my beautiful girl. Hello, my precious angel. Sorry. Stupid. I've just missed her so much.
Look, I thought I could have her on Friday.
Friday?
Well, every Friday. You know, cot's still up in my room and we've got everything we need. I think she'd like it, coming to stay with me every week.
Right. Well, let's try it then.
I better go. Give us an hug. I mean, Mia, give me Mia so I can give her an hug. I'll see you really soon, Mia, yeah? See you really soon. I love you.
That's it.
Right, I'm just going to,
Yeah.
I'll ring you later. See how she is.
Yeah.
Right then. Bye.
Bye, Joel.
How'd it go?
Yeah, fine.
You all right?
Yeah.
Got time for a little bit of Xbox?
Yeah.
One, mate.
Won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all I need.
In Dad, Joel was played by Robert Haythorne, Tracy by Flo Wilson, and Naomi by Sarah McDonald Hughes. Danny was Rhys Noy, Amy Rosina Carbone, and Ashley was Lauren Gabrielle Thomas. Dad was written by Sarah McDonald Hughes and produced in Salford by Charlotte Riches.
If you'd like to subscribe to the BBC Radio Drama newsletter, just go to bbc.co.uk/radio4/newsletter/drama.